This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joined in a couple minutes by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. They're back on the ice tonight at Capital One Arena. They host the Philadelphia Flyers. I believe one Jean-Paul Flame may be in attendance.
I'm supposed to be going. Yep.
Yep. Very good.
I we're waiting for Nick Dowd to call in, and I know that Carbs said that those guys are big into pools. They take it pretty seriously.
Yeah.
Vin just texted me. He filled out our bracket 4 minutes.
Oh, he did.
He knocked it out in 4 minutes.
That's kind of what I was saying.
Like, that's slow.
I think I did mine in 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah. How could you do it so? Like, I kind of think I just don't want to finish dead last. It's kind of like humiliating.
Well, he probably took mostly favorites and then a few upsets.
I mean, all you do is click little bubbles.
Huh? Are you really going to lose sleep if you finish last? Is it really going to affect you?
No, but it'd be embarrassing.
Couldn't care less.
But I could ponder it or just click it, and it would, you know. Not going to be any different result.
I do remember about 25 years ago when we used to do this and there was $1,000 prize. Mm-hmm. The goalie on our soccer team won the pool.
Huh? That's
wow.
Nice.
That's
score.
When we actually used to grade them. I think they used to have to fax them in.
Yeah.
And we used to grade them by hand.
Fax contest.
Yeah.
We had hundreds of entries.
And we had to go through them one by one.
I think it might have reached thousands.
Oh,
I
mean, it did reach thousands by the time we found the technology to put it onto an actual computer program.
Go up and ask a 16 or 17-year-old, what's a fax machine? And they're going to look at you like they're going to stare straight through your soul.
That's true.
They're not going to know what a fax machine is.
They'll have no idea.
No. But it used to be a thing we relied on.
Or that horrendous sound we used to hear.
Valdez loves to play that sound. And it does bring me back to like when we rent videos from like Errol's.
Yep.
And Blockbuster.
How time has changed.
Back in the day. Things we used to do.
It's one of the last memories I have that shows you how long ago my dad passed. My dad passed, I think, 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, one of the last conversations we had is we were sitting around the house and he finally okayed us getting, I think, internet, like whatever you would call it, like cable internet.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like
a provider.
Not dial up anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
He finally caved and said, yeah, I think we should do that.
You know, with the higher speed internet at that point?
Yeah, we were still doing 19 years ago, my mom still had dial up.
100% you had dial up.
Yeah.
If you had anything other than dial up 20 years ago, you probably invented the better form of the internet. How else would you have it?
I don't know.
I just remember hearing that sound, and then you'd see your little AIM window pop up back in the day.
Nobody uses that anymore.
Nobody uses. People haven't used that for 20 years.
I know.
I would imagine.
Dude, it's
your away message up.
Our lives have changed so much in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy.
Your kids understand, like, your mom would yell at you because you're on the internet and she had to use the phone.
Yeah.
Make a phone call.
Use the phone, right? I know, it's crazy.
Now people don't even have landlines.
No.
Yeah, first of all, they go, what's a landline?
Yeah. Yeah. Landline.
I haven't had a landline in 15 years.
Same.
Meanwhile, I always think life is just, and especially when I'm traveling, it really dawns on me that life is constantly, it's just come down to a quest for power. To just make sure you have power somewhere.
You're
like
always plugged in.
So you're always plugged in. Like my phone's dying.
You got to have your computer and your phone up and running.
I left my phone at home yesterday as I was taking Isabella to her track practice. It was kind of liberating. Didn't have it for about 3 hours.
I know.
You were
love
fine
it.
With
there
it.
Are some people love it.
I'd feel lost.
If I don't have my phone for 3 minutes, I'm in a panic.
The only thing that
like
sucks.
If I set it down, don't know where it is. Panic ensues.
The only thing that sucked is I had my earbuds, and so the earbuds were meaningless, useless.
Yeah, they do nothing.
Because they were connected, obviously, to Spotify on my phone.
Yeah, you're dead.
So
dead man walking
I did
over
old
there.
School. I ran around the track with nothing.
Oh, that is the height of boredom. Just running around a track, just running in circles for however long you did it.
Without a phone.
No music, no nothing.
Right. It actually took me 2 laps to realize I thought that there was a field hockey game going on and it was women's lacrosse.
What goes on in your brain when you're running? Like if you're not listening to music or a podcast or something.
Tell you what's going through your brain.
Pondering life.
When is this going to be over?
But that would
when
be
I'm, when I'm doing it.
Yeah. I'm not
I'm
even supposed
with no
to run.
Entertainment, I'm thinking,
believe me,
when am I going to be done?
It was a very slow jog. I did 12 laps, so 3 miles.
Yeah,
but I mean, practice is 1:15, so I got to kill time. I could go home, but it'd be 15 minutes to go home, go back.
About something while you're doing it, right? Doesn't something have to occupy your brain?
Sure.
Oh, that's easy.
I mean, I can't remember exactly what was occupying my brain, but you're thinking about something.
If I'm not locked in on something, I'm probably stressed out about something.
I mean, I was.
I know what he was probably thinking.
I was watching the game a little bit. I was looking outside at the woods. I saw a beaver.
Oh, you did?
I saw a stream.
A beaver sighting in the wild is, I mean, you don't see them very
maybe
often.
Maybe it was a groundhog. I don't know. It was in the distance in the woods.
I'm going to guess it wasn't a beaver.
Probably
was it near a dam? I mean, were you near a big giant
when I
dam?
Stopped, there was Junkie's listener. Said, what are you doing here? Do you have a daughter on the lacrosse team? Nope.
Junk's listener in the wild.
Killing time.
It's so tilted.
So I just think it's funny that he's going to the Caps game tonight at the first round of the NCAA tournament.
He didn't plan it that way.
Poor scheduling.
You know, it's just my
poor sports calendar.
Everybody
scheduling.
Knows it's this Thursday. Yeah. You can't go out tonight.
My sister-in-law asks for tickets once a year.
I know, but I would have picked a different game.
Okay. So you're going with her?
He doesn't care, though.
Why don't you just let her go?
Jason, how much would I have to pay you?
I can't figure out how to transfer the tickets.
How much would I have to pay Jason Bishop? Biggest NCAA tournament mark I know.
Yeah. This is a good
to
question.
To not watch 1 minute.
Of any of the games?
Of the first and second rounds.
Oof.
You can watch after that. But this entire weekend,
this is actually a great question.
Starting today at noon, you are on a hoops blackout.
So I can
Thursday and Friday, he can't watch.
Saturday,
can't watch,
Sunday.
Can't watch first or second round.
The whole weekend.
The only other person this would torture more is the great Pete Medhurst.
Yes, that is correct.
Pete wouldn't be able to do it. It'd be,
probably.
He's got to be a monetary figure. Everybody's got a price.
Everyone's got a price.
Be honest, though. Not crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Like if Mooney offered you X amount.
Just binge watch White Lotus.
Probably 10,000.
10,000. So for 8,000, you'd say no, you'd turn it down.
Yeah, I'd think about it for 8. It'd have to be more than 5. I think for 5, I would turn it down.
But 4,000, you would turn down.
Yeah.
If I had $4,000 right here.
I couldn't go the entire weekend.
You can't watch any hoops.
I couldn't do that.
Hey, is it supposed to be like rainy this weekend too? So you can't like go out and do anything?
I think later today and into tomorrow, there'll be some rain.
Today, yeah, but then it's supposed to get blustery on Saturday. But I think Sunday's supposed to be really nice.
Ask how much it would cost me to not watch a lot of college hoops.
Eric Bickle,
$5.
How much would it cost? How much would I have to pay you to not watch college hoops starting today at 12:10
between now,
and then ending Sunday?
I would do it for probably like $200.
$200.
Yeah. $200.
Okay.
Including the Maryland game.
That's fine. I'll look it
up. You don't
care.
The
next day.
Yeah, you look at the box score.
I'm not that invested in all these new guys.
That's true.
Been here for a minute.
I know, but you're still
other
a church fan.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Jason, I am surprised you're not doing what I'm doing tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Oh.
I will be at Nats Park along with Savannah checking out the latest and greatest that the Nats have to offer for season ticket holders and people that are coming to the games in 2025.
Oh, wow.
You're gonna
miss
out
on
that.
We were invited to the gala. That's different than the gala, right?
It's different, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a sneak preview.
The gala was Monday night. I couldn't pull that.
Yeah. So I know you're not doing that because you would definitely be missing the games tomorrow.
What's Juju's last name, Valdez?
Did you volunteer for that? Yeah.
I was asked to do it, and I said I would do it.
Okay. I'm disappointed
in you. I thought you were saying it as just a joke. You just forgot.
I know. Why are you into Yale basketball more than the
Because I've seen them more.
How are you not watching? Like, this team's awesome. They're fun to watch.
I'm a little bit disappointed that they're only 5 deep.
What do you care?
It doesn't matter.
I feel like it's hard to get invested
really
into
good.
It. I feel like it's hard to get invested into them, realistically.
You'd rather have a deeper bench and a sorry team?
You'd rather watch
Watch
a bunch
overall.
Of brainiacs from Yale hoist up 3-pointers?
I know. I don't get it. This team's fun. They can do something. And you're invested
right.
in watching Yale instead of the Terps.
No, I told you for $200, I could shut it down.
All right, so we're trying to track down Doubter.
What's up with Doubter, Drew?
It is Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. I was telling Drab during one of the breaks that
Doubter's too busy filling out his brackets.
I saw
those guys are big into it.
I saw Mel Kiper talking about the Steelers. Mm-hmm. The Steelers have this dilemma where do you wait for Aaron Rodgers? Do you just move on, sign Russell Wilson? And he was hyping up for the Steelers, assuming the top three quarterbacks are gone. The kid Shuck that's been in
Tyler Shuck, yep.
college football for 7 years. He's 25 years old. Mm-hmm. He was at Oregon, Texas Tech, Louisville.
So he's got
he's a big guy.
So he's got COVID years and medical redshirt years.
He
took advantage of all of them.
He broke his collarbone. He injured his shoulder. He fractured his fibula. Yeah. He's a walking injury list.
Let me guess. Did he have a good combine? Did he have a good combine?
I don't know if he had a good combine. I did see Jalen Milroe ran a 4.37.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he does.
So with the success of Jalen Hurts, would you be intrigued?
Sometimes you can't throw in the ocean from a boat.
All right, so he doesn't throw as well as Jalen Hurts?
He's gotten better, but that's his biggest downfall.
Is he an Anthony Richardson-level thrower?
I think he's better than that.
Then he might be worth drafting.
He played a lot more college basketball than Richardson. than Richardson did.
So Stevie has a teammate who came in with him, was a freshman with him.
Mm-hmm.
That Stephen actually could have played this year because Marist was such a mess with COVID. They got 2 years.
Okay.
Said 6 years. This kid transferred after 4 years, after he graduated from Marist.
Okay.
Played at another school. Got drafted into the indoor league.
Okay.
Thought it was over. Didn't play in fall. Wasn't enrolled or anything. The school, I don't want to say who it was, called him and said, "Would you just come out? I know you have an extra eligibility for your 6th year. Would you play for just in the spring?" And he's living in a trailer out on the campus.
Wow.
He's just playing lax, not
he's
going to a single class.
A hired gun for 2 months.
That is weird.
Are they actually paying him NIL money?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was drafted by an indoor team. I mean, he's technically a professional.
But do they pay much?
No.
Well, no.
No.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a lot
of money.
But
anyway, this kid, Tyler Shuck.
But 6 years.
Yeah.
He played at Louisville last year. And I guess he's rocketing up the boards a little bit. Not saying he's a day one guy, but the Steelers could be completely screwed. What if Aaron Rodgers retires? Now, I guess Russell Wilson's still available, but you're running out of guys.
I would love to know. Yeah, no. I would love to know what their plan is.
Not that I don't have a dog in the fight, but he is still available.
Or you draft somebody like Jalen Milroe, assuming Jackson Dart's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll take a chance on somebody.
They don't have a lot of good options.
Or Mason Rudolph is your starting QB.
Well, then you're waving the white flag.
Yeah, you're looking at 4 or 5
wins. Hey, Drab, I know that Aaron Rodgers had that photo,
on the beach
deal on the beach. A lot of people are saying that was clearly staged or whatever, showing pondering life.
Saw a lot of people joning he didn't have earbuds.
Yeah,
he had wires.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, man?
Well, a lot of people they don't like all that Bluetooth on their brain. Yeah, there's a reason why people do that.
I see a lot of runners.
I'm sure
I see very few.
I'm sure the wired ones aren't delivering some sort of bad radiation.
I don't see many people with wires.
Yeah. The idea is it's less.
Well, first off, the wired ones are popular again.
Okay, they're back.
Yeah, and also, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want things interrupting his brain waves.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. But here's the thing. Has he said publicly, because I haven't followed that closely, that he is like going back into the darkness right now or whatever he's going to do. He's going to go in that house thing and then he's going to ponder again.
I haven't heard
that. He hasn't said that publicly, has he?
No.
No.
Yeah.
He's never been a free agent, so he had to wait until he was waived, then he was free agent, and I guess he's mulling things over.
I'm starting to actually think he's not going to do it because the Vikings don't want him. Unless JJ throws up all over himself, right, in the spring.
Vikings have moved on. You know who I saw who the Vikings potentially would be interested in?
Ooh, give me the name. Give me a hint.
Get sized.
Give me a hint.
No, you're Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. I saw Carson Wentz was flirting with the Browns.
Dude, he's going to play 15 years in the league.
Yeah,
you're right.
But
of course.
He's not going to play a lot.
Chase Daniel was in the league forever.
Yeah, no, it's great. God
Taylor Heineke's still employed. I mean, if you
just signed a two-year extension.
If you have any sort of quarterback ability, you can play for a long time in the league.
Yeah, but guys have to like you, believe it or not. Like, if guys like you,
sure,
you can do it. But I'm actually, for the first time, getting the vibe that maybe Aaron Rodgers is going to shut down. Because the Vikings are moving on, unless JJ throws up all over himself in the spring. That's what I read. And then he doesn't want to play for the Giants, clearly, because they're terrible. And if he really wanted to play the Steelers, he'd do it.
Right.
But so it's over.
Pretty much.
Well, like either that or they're just negotiating a one-year deal.
Yeah. But they're
I'm surprised that it hasn't happened yet, if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
He also could, theoretically, wait around till the season and wait for somebody
to
get hurt.
Wait for that call, like, week three.
And wait to, like, join a team and be the savior.
He doesn't seem that spontaneous.
That'd be a terrible way to end your career, though, to do that.
Tyrod Taylor has been in the league.
I like Mrs. Ty
35 God. Years old.
Yep.
Of course, Ravens, Bills, Browns, Chargers, Texans,
Colts,
you know what he's Giants, doing?
He's made a lot of money.
Jets.
He's made a lot of coin from being mostly Jets. A backup quarterback in the league.
Seven teams.
So good for him.
He had that one opportunity where he looked like he was going to be a baller, and then remember something happened to him. Like
he got hurt, and Herbert took over.
No,
he got
here's what the happened. Trainer they gave him a shot, him. And it like collapsed his lung.
Yeah.
And they said, well, I guess we got to go with the Justin
like that
Herbert.
That was like a real shot.
No, he was going to start week one.
He
collapsed his lung accidentally, and they were like, I guess we got to toss the keys to this Herbert kid and hope he's ready.
Yeah.
And he was ready.
Didn't it happen a couple times to Tyrod too, where he's always the guy who's going to be grooming a young guy, and the young guy takes over much faster than he expected.
It's kind of his deal, but hey, he's
maybe for Josh Allen.
What's the Giants coach's name again? Dable. Remember Dable just grilled him. Or something like, it was like a goal line situation, red zone situation. Remember that? He just like humiliated him. I think it was in Dable's first year. I could be wrong.
I remember in Hard Knocks when Joe Shane had his kids in his office. And they're like, he was like, who do you guys think I should draft? And his son goes, Jaden Daniels. And Shane is like, can't move up to get him.
Yeah.
Wishes he had Jaden Daniels right now. I know that. That I do know.
His son might be a better GM than him.
Well, he also wanted to move up to three to get Drake May.
Right.
Couldn't do that either.
And it turns out his son should have.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The job. All right, don't forget.
Drake May should be happy that they didn't turn right. Yeah. get up to number three spot to get him.
Totally. All right, when we come back.
That would have been a disaster for him.
We'll get back into the NFL. How are these new rules, proposed rule changes, how would they affect the Commanders in 2025 and beyond? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.